Congress has finally gone home for the summer, but it took an extraordinary amount of time and effort for that to happen. The House of Representatives worked until the wee hours of this morning before beginning the August recess. The issues the members faced were tough, and partisanship didn't help. In the end, President Bush got his way on wiretapping, but the Democratic majorities pushed through their bills on energy, ethics, and health insurance for children of the working poor. Joining us to talk about what was accomplished is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. So, Ron, a messy end to the week, not to mention the first 7 months of the new Democratic Congress in both chambers.
Yes, and you know, Lynn, it was a little bit like school, the finals week crash. And like school, it's partly about what you learn, and it's partly about getting credit. Congress is aware that its grades right now are extremely low, and Democratic leaders are interested in getting some things done, as you said, energy, ethics, health insurance, farm programs, but they're also interested in getting credit for what they've done.
Well, what have they got to show for their effort? It seems the main thing that's getting talked about now is their support for expanding the president's wiretapping program.
Yes, in the end, that's the headline on the last few days. And we've learned once again that it's still the day after September 11th when it comes to terror threats. Democrats in the House and Senate did have majorities for their own more restrictive version of this authority for wiretapping these communications, but they didn't have the supermajorities, the 3/5 in the Senate, the 2/3 in the House, that they would have needed to proceed with their version of this in the final days and do battle with the president, given the Republicans' united opposition in support of the president. So the only way to get the 60 votes in the Senate, the 2/3 in the House, was to combine the united Republicans with enough centrist Democrats to approve the president's plan. And the leaders, the Democratic leaders, could have said no to this. But in the end, they weren't willing to go home and be called soft on terror, soft on the surveillance of alleged terrorists at a time when people are very concerned about renewed terrorist attacks.
Well, surely Congress will try and get notice and credit for other things they did.
Yes. You know, starting with the energy packages the House has passed in the last 24 hours, shifting the emphasis from drilling for oil and gas to conserving and paying for it by repealing some of the tax breaks for oil and gas that were passed during the period the Republicans were in the majority, also requiring utilities to use renewable fuels for 15% of their power generation eventually. And the Republicans, of course, can say there's no energy in the bill. It doesn't provide any new incentives for drilling. And the Democrats will say, why do you need incentives when the prices for those things are at historic highs?
Of course, there's the ethics package both chambers passed.
And that's another thing the president does not like but may have a little trouble vetoing. The margins in both chambers were veto-proof in the end, and it restricts earmarks, and it has new disclosure rules on contributions from lobbyists, things of that nature.
There's been a lot of criticism of these bills for being less than advertised. The energy bill doesn't raise fuel efficiency standards. The farm bill has too many subsidies for the well-off. The ethics bill doesn't go far enough.
And those are all legitimate criticisms, Lynn. And the Democratic leaders know it. They would have liked to have had tougher provisions in many of these areas. But they're also mindful that the elections are won one district at a time, one state at a time, and they don't want to wipe out their freshmen or their remaining white Southerners.
And quickly, what about Iraq, a big source of discontent with Congress's Iraq?
Absolutely. And in the end, this is the one thing that's probably costing the Democrats the most among the people they care about the most, the people who voted for them back last November. And, you know, in the end, there isn't enough support for actually cutting off the funds for the war. That's the one thing that makes the activists queasy. That fear has kept the House and the Senate from cutting off funds entirely. The Democrats can't afford to be quite as radical in opposing the war as their most anti-war constituents are. That's enormously disappointing to a lot of people who voted for the Democrats last November. But simple majorities, bare majorities, are not enough to stop a war in midstream.
Thanks very much. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving.
Thank you, Lynn.